Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Giovanni Lee has to be drinking in his senior year. I know it goes fast, but it's been a fun ride. So we're down to the, a little over a week of the regular season. So how are you approaching this thing?
Well, I mean, we just kind of take it one step at a time, and we're just trying to play our best baseball and continue playing our best baseball into the postseason from now on.
Well, you have a lot of seniors. In fact, every one of them are on the infield, with A-Train catching and Jaden Dellett at third and Caden Harmon at short and Gio Lee at second and Connor Jenkins at first, and many a night's Cade Quick is pitching. So tell us a little bit about this senior baseball bunch, as they call them at Mercer County.
Well, I mean, we've all been playing baseball since we were, eight. And awesome that to see that all of us are here playing baseball together our senior year. And like, I don't really know how to explain it. It's just awesome that we can all play together for one last year.
You know, and the other thing I said today on our broadcast is we were down at Knoxville, as Mercer County won 10-1. You know, this is an infield that lost an all-state shortstop and had a kid move from third base to second base and had another kid move from, first base or outfield to third base. And, I noticed again today, that's a pretty good baseball infield still with an all-stater that graduated.
Yeah, it was at the beginning of the season a really big hole to fill in Brandon's spot, but Caden did a really good job in the order and in the field. And switching from third to second, it's pretty much just flipping the whole infield around. It was kind of difficult to get used to, but I'm pretty used to it now. And with Jaden going from right field to third base, I'm sure that was a huge difficulty for him, because I know how it was being on that hot corner, and you never know if something's going to come 100 miles an hour at you, or just fall right in there.
How did you, was it a matter of you saying, if you want me to play second, I guess I'll accept that? I played third, I know, for most of my high school career, but if I need to play second, I'll play second. Is that kind of how you approached it?
Well, I think just in the beginning of the summer last year with Legion Ball and everything, I believe I just started playing second base and I just started to pick it up. And I think up at Milan Legion, Jaden, I assume, played third base, and that's how we kind of came here.
All right, and then offensively for you, a little more, I think, run production. What do you think about that responsibility?
Well, I think that it's a great responsibility to have, and I honestly love having it. Like last year and the year before that, I was kind of okay at hitting, and it wasn't really my thing. But this year it feels good to actually put a bat on a ball and bring a run in.
Right. The one thing, my pet peeve, is people shortchange you on your name. They call you Gio. And I think they should have to call you by your full name, which is Giovanni, right? A couple of people say, why you call him that? I'm like, well, that's his name, right?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I've
and
grown
maybe
up.
Maybe people are just afraid to pronounce it on the PA. I don't know.
I've grown up and everybody's always called me Gio, but I've always had this sweet spot for Giovanni. It's just I just think it sounds cooler.
Yeah, so do I. So what is it like a little bit? I always like to ask kids who, go to school, play baseball, and work. And I know you can't say I started working when I was 3 years old, because it's probably illegal or whatever. But, when you have a family-owned business, you got to buy in, as they say. So how a little bit about, the responsibility of the, not the restaurant, the family restaurant, which I think is a little more important when we say that.
Well, it comes at a high priority for us. And I'm working 2 or 3 days a week now just because it's baseball season. But before that, we were getting into the 4 or 5 days a week, and I have to make time for it. And my mom understands that baseball players need their time. And we have a couple other kids on the baseball team that also work there, and she knows how to work around their schedules. But I think she does a pretty good job on working around everybody's schedules to have us have time for the restaurant.
Yeah. All right. So I'll ask you, what is your favorite item on the menu? This is always interesting. And I know in the restaurant business, there's some stuff that you don't put on the menu that people say, why don't you put that on the menu? Because you guys are back there doing your own concoction or something like that. But so what is your favorite item?
Well, one thing
is
that
it on the menu?
It is not.
Oh, see, I'm going to order that someday.
Well, I enjoy having a I'm sure you have heard of our Mamma Mia pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I kind of put that into a baby shell pasta.
That's a Ty Taylor favorite, by the way.
I kind of put that into a baby shell pasta, and then I just loaded up with cheese and everything, and I think it's delicious.
Yeah, and I saw a Facebook post yesterday. Somebody said, and I didn't know this, Alfredo with the Sicilian bread. I thought that was a new thing, but that you can always get that. So promote the restaurant business a little bit here.
Yeah, no, I mean, you can usually just get about anything there. I mean, if you just ask for it, we'll probably somehow make it happen. And like with the Alfredo thing, I know the lady who posted it on Facebook, she always has Alfredo on anything, whether she gets a pizza or a pasta. And I think this time she just wanted to kind of do something crazy, and she went with it, and it turned out great.
Well, I hope you have to stay away from the restaurant here for the next month and a half or whatever. So keep up the good work and good luck the rest of the baseball season.
Thank you.
All right, good to talk with the Gio Lee out at the ballpark joining us on WRMJ.